Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So how's your day going? Is it busy? Have you picked the phone up and called one of your suppliers, a customer, maybe another business person that you do business with? How did they answer the phone? What was your impression when you heard the voice on the other end? Was it pleasant? Did it sound like they wanted to do business with you? Were you interested in what they had to say? Did you feel like this was a company that you want to do business with? You know, this is what happens many times. Many times people call into a company and the person that they're talking to seems completely disinterested. Does your phone greeting sound like you want to do business? I can't stress this enough. Every single person in your company is important. And the person that your customer or client comes into contact with first is the person who will have the impression of your business. So if someone is calling into your company and they're getting a dismissive attitude, like, yeah, what do you want? Who do you want to talk to? Oh, my goodness, yeah, I'll see if he's available. If they sound like they're asleep, if they sound like they're not awake, if they sound like they're not really interested in what's happening, they're not really doing their job, they're not representing the company well, you need to really know. And how do you know? Well, you have someone call into the company and you see what the impression is. First impressions matter. First impressions are everything. First impressions can be lasting forever or a very, very long period of time. That first contact that someone makes to your company is so vital and so important. And I can think of a couple companies that I call into that I have the pleasure of working with that I just absolutely adore the person on the telephone. These people are just incredible. They remember my name. They have a nice, kind word. They don't take long to speak to me. They move me right along to the CEO, president, or business owner. But I feel good when I talk to them. Do people feel good when they talk to your people? It doesn't matter whether it's customer service, whether it's sales, whether it's yourself, or any other part of your business. Are people answering the phone correctly and putting some energy into it so people feel like this is a company that has it together? This is a company they can depend upon. This is someone that they want to do business with. This is someone who's going to come through for them. So it might seem inconsequential. It might seem like it's a small thing, someone picking the phone up, calling in, and someone not really responding in the right way or acting like they can't be bothered with them. Or even if someone's calling into your company and it's a cold call and the person answering the phone is extremely unpleasant and just gets the attitude of, why are you bothering me? Well, you don't really know who's on the other end of that phone. It could be a cold call, but it could be the relative of someone you do business with, your best customer, who then when they're at a party talks about your company and says, you know, I called into you work with those people? Wow, you can't believe how rude they are to me. So the word of the day is energy, never be rude, always sound interested. Even if you don't want to talk to the people that are on the other end, be polite. Make sure everyone's representing your company well, and it's just another piece in the puzzle because business is a complicated Rubik's Cube that we have to put many factors together. But this one is important because the people that answer your telephone, the people that have contact, are your first line of communication and the most important line of communication. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.